And folks who deer hunt, no, they seem to want to keep the deer around where they're hunting, Joe. That seems to be the first secret to a successful place to hunt, is keeping deer on your property and keeping them fat and healthy and growing big antlers and so forth. All of this starts with the dirt. And we have a dirt expert with us today. Gary Casper also has a Facebook page called Deer Dirt First. That's Deer-Dirt First. I suggest you look at that. Watch all the videos on there. It really opens up a new world other than sitting on a food plot, putting out fertilizer, and hunting over a green patch. Gary, I'm glad to have you here today, buddy. Thank you.
I'm glad to be here today.
Well, good. First of all, explain healthy soil. I want to know why healthy soil is important to not only natural browsing for deer, but food plot.
Well, actually, it's not healthy soil. It's living soil.
Living soil.
That when you pick up a handful of good dirt, there's literally tens of billions of living microorganisms in that dirt. And they do a myriad of things to feed the plants around it. You know, we plant a food plot and we only think of above ground. And above ground is important. You know, plants do take in nutrients from the air. But the soil is the most important thing. And we think all we have to do is just put a little bit of lime and fertilizer down. And that's not the truth. Even a simple thing like lime is complex. When you... If I was to ask you about lime, what do you know about lime?
Well, it changes the pH of soil. That's about all I know.
Okay, how much calcium and how much magnesium?
I have no idea.
And we don't, you know. But and then, again, what type of calcium? You know, if you have an upset stomach, you take a bicarbonate. That's a carbon calcium bicarbonate. It'll improve your upset stomach or improve the acid soil. But there's another kind of calcium that's in that lime that's for your bones, which is important for growing antlers. And so even the type of lime you use is very important. Hmm. And then the fertilizer we use are chemicals made from petroleum products, and they actually kill the living organisms in the soil. They're not good for the soil. It's just a way for the industry to make a lot of money.
Well, it sounds like a lot of this will go over a lot of people's heads, and we don't want to make it that complicated, but that's why I have you on, because reading your Facebook page and watching those videos, you really speak to the common man and what they can do and really think outside the box when it comes to attracting deer, growing deer, and making deer happy.
Yes, food plots are extremely important, but they're only 25% of the equation. You know, the browse that they live on in the woods is 75%. So if you're spending 100% of your time and 100% of your money only in food plots and you don't have the browse that they need, they're going to go to the neighbors and find that browse. And then if it's a poor quality browse, it's the same thing. They'll look around and find a better quality of browse. And most hunters don't know the different natural vegetations that actually deer feed on.
Explain to me again, for our listeners' benefit, what you told me earlier about how a deer can detect healthy browse from unhealthy browse.
Yeah, we measure the sugar level in plants with a Brix meter, and a deer can detect 0.1% of a rise in sugar level or nutrient level. Hmm. And so that shows you how little you have to do to make your property appealing to a deer to make him stay there.
And you actually offer a kit that can enhance, let's talk about some of the natural browse is smilac, briar patches, real honeysuckle, not jasmine, but honeysuckle.
Right.
Talk about the natural browse patches that you like to find.
Well, I've been in this business for 39 years, and I've kind of done it secretly all my life. And then all of my clients, and I'm all over the United States, I was talking to Albany, New York yesterday. They said, why don't you just offer a kit that we can use simply? And it's a two-part kit, the basic kit is, and it's a dry mix and a wet mix. And basically all you have to do is sprinkle it on or jam a hole down beside the plant you're trying to enhance and drive a hole and put it down that hole and then add the liquid mix. The simple form is I've done it with a sprinkler can from Dollar General for a dollar, mm-hmm. you know, on the liquid mix. And that's how simple it is. And it puts life back into the soil so that the soil itself is feeding those plants. And the only thing that's lacking in our soil right now, you know, that those microorganisms need is organic material. I know you have a raised bed garden and you do composting and all that, and you understand the benefit of compost. And so one of the things we do is we enhance a brush pile, which is just kind of a giant compost pile that is there for decades. And by adding living organisms in that brush pile will actually feed the vegetation growing in it for the next 2 or 3 decades that you don't have to do anything in the summertime. You can go fishing.
Yeah, it's like a permanent food source and a hunting spot, a honey hole, I guess.
Kind of like a slow-release fertilizer almost. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So when you say a brush pile, now, when I think of a brush pile, I think of these big things they push up out in a cutover. The timber companies push up out in a cutover when they're clear cutting. Mm-hmm. What kind of brush piles are you talking about? What can our readers look for when they're okay. on their properties?
That kind you can look for that one that's pushed up already. And what you can do is go out there and just look around it and see how the deer are browsing on the vegetation that's growing around that brush pile because they prefer it. Because of the organic material there. I show hunters how they can build their own brush pile where they want it. The kit actually covers 200 square feet, a 10 by 20, and you can do that by hand. And there's a process. In other words, the microorganisms that I add need to be protected, and I do that with leaf mulch. So we'll put down the dry mix and the wet mix and then cover it with leaf mulch and then stack brush on it. And it just depends on the, you know, the younger, smaller twigs will decay faster than the bigger arm-sized limbs that'll decay faster than the leg-sized logs. And so you can add to it every year, you know.
And so when you create these brush piles, and so we enhance the soil, we create the brush pile, we don't have any natural vegetation yet there. Is that vegetation going to fill in because the soil is healthy, or do we have to enhance that as well?
If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see one of the last videos I did. I showed a tree that was struck by lightning, an oak tree, and it's already created its own blackberry briars and its own natural vegetation that grew there because the soil's right for it to grow. The part that people don't see is what's going on underground, is all the root system under there is also dead and decaying, mm-hmm. and the microorganisms, when you add the kit, it helps, you know, break that down and feed those plants. So you can also add that brush pile to existing natural vegetation, like you have a honeysuckle patch or a briar patch. You can make the brush pile in that particular thing so it just enhances that, so you get a quicker response, I guess what I'm trying to say.
Right.
But site selection and hunting strategy all play a part in where you're going to select and do this stuff. You know, I wouldn't go out in the middle of the desert and try to do a green field.
Right. Probably wouldn't work well in a dark older growth timber area either.
Same way, mm-hmm. Older growth timber, it'll work in old growth timber. You know, it's just looking for that natural vegetation that's already there.
Mm-hmm.
It helps to have some sunshine on it to make that natural vegetation grow a little faster.
My son questioned that, and he wondered how in a rainforest the young plants grow. Mm-hmm. And he found out that the fungus, the mycorrhiza that goes through the soil, actually the trees that are up there in the sunlight can carry that vitamin D down to those plants underneath there and grow just as nutritious.
How about that? Okay. We're talking with Gary Casper about making living soil, which in turn really enhances the natural vegetation for deer. And it's a little complicated to do it all on a radio show, Gary, but I want to encourage people, if they really want to learn a lot about this, and I encourage people, I mean, I just started learning about it, and I'm intrigued with it. Go to Deer Dirt First on Facebook. That's Deer-Dirt-First. And check out all the useful videos and information. You also have some of the members of the of the Facebook page, answering and asking questions. I mean, I learned a lot in the short time that I visited yesterday. One of the videos that I was most intrigued by is, you know, everybody has an old scrubby tree that's worth nothing. It's covered in vines or honeysuckle or some kind of vegetation that deer love, but it's, you know, 12, 15 feet off the ground, most of it. So in your video, you instructed people how to make that a honey hole, a food source for deer. You cut the tree with a chainsaw at the bottom, hook a rope or chain to your tractor, pull that bottom out a little bit at a time, allowing that vegetation that's growing up out of the deer's reach to come down to ground level, and the deer just flock to it, right?
Yes, and if you enhance it, you know, with our basic kit that we offer, mm-hmm. and make it more nutritious, it'll start sprouting out down around the base of it and start the deer attracting to it.
So how long does this kit take to work?
It takes less than a week, really.
Really? So you can buy the kit, put it under the tree, give it a week or two, and then cut it and pull it out.
Correct.
You better put a deer stand up close to it.
Well, when you see those trees, there's usually a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can enhance all of them and then occasionally pull one down.
I got you.
And then pull the next one down and pull the next one down. So you have them continually coming in and feeding. And I don't know how they know the different level of the sugar of the plant, but it really does work. If you try it, I guarantee you're sold the first time you do it.
Well, I've seen that kind of theory work with spray-on products. You know, go along a fence row or something and spray a section with this product they sell that enhances the sugar or whatever, and deer just hammer that one section.
Yeah, we have a spray-on product also. And what most people don't understand on the foliar spray is the way the plant takes it in is on the bottom of the leaf. There are tiny hairs called stoma, and we spray that product on the top of the leaf, and very little of it gets into the plant. And so if you can spray it on the ground where it can evaporate and get up to the leaf, or now they make a spray nozzle that sprays up so you can put it down below it and spray it on, we have that also.
Let's talk about nitrogen. You know, everybody's out there putting nitrogen on their food plots right now. There's tons of nitrogen in the air. How
yes.
can we take advantage of that? That's pretty interesting.
Well, nitrogen, there's actually over 35 tons over every acre in the United States. And you're right. We're buying ammonium nitrate to put on the plants. And really, it makes that plant bitter. It does turn it green and make it grow, but it turns it bitter where the deer don't like it as much. Mm-hmm. To get the nitrogen out of the air, the natural nitrogen, there's several. Well, actually, there's two basic bacteria. One is a rhizobia bacteria. So when you inoculate legumes, that's what they inoculate that legume with, and that it causes that plant to fixate nitrogen onto the root nodule. So you can pull the roots up, and you'll see those little round balls of nitrogen fixated to the root. And so the plant gets all the nitrogen it needs out of the air that's free, that you don't have to buy it, and it's good for the plant. It's a natural nitrogen. And then the other nitrogens are free-ranging nitrogen that actually work in the soil. Just kind of run around the soil and fixate nitrogen on all kinds of plants. And that's in the kit.
Mm-hmm. Being a composter, you know, a gardener the way I am, I learned a long time ago that if you naturally enhance your soil, you're going to have incredible vegetables. And I make my own compost. And basically, that's what you're doing. You're offering to deer hunters to make a compost-type situation under a brush pile, under a tree, whatever, and enhance that spot.
Yes, and as that brush pile breaks down, it feeds the microorganisms that are feeding the plants. And it's a continual process. So while you're fishing all summer and the antlers are growing, the deer are getting that nutrient-rich, dense food.
Well, I'm a little slow, you know. I'm old and I'm slow, but
you're not as old as I am.
I found out that I don't have to be a rocket scientist or a scientist to understand this whole concept. And, you know, some of your technical terms are way over my head, but I basically understand I'm trying to make the soil underneath these plants a living soil, which makes everything better on top of the ground.
And I try to keep it simple. When you get on the Facebook page, mm-hmm. deer-dirtfirst, I try to keep it simple. You know, I do get carried away because I have to answer some technical questions,
right.
You know, all over the United States. But I try to keep it simple.
Well, I hope everybody goes there and joins up on your Facebook page and learns more about this. This is a great way to enhance your deer habitat, and I hope we have you back again soon. I've really enjoyed this.
Well, I'm retired. I'll be back.
All right, Gary. Thank you so much.